The tree as a whole exists on four levels. The first is Asiya, A-S-S-I-A-H. Pronounce it as Asiya. This is the densest level, the one where we as human beings exist. Then comes Yetzira, Y-E-T-S-I-R-A-H, and say it like Yetzira. This is what we would think of as the astral or dream level. After that comes Bria, B-R-I-A-H, pronounced Bria. This is the mental level of thought and ideas. And finally comes Atzilut, A-T-Z-I-L-U-T-H, Atzilut, the world of primal light. Each sphere changes color as it moves through the four levels and can be associated with a particular set of gods and attributes. Once you know where to put them, they can be recalled easily and quickly, along with any other symbols and meanings associated with them, just like files. The Keter file. Here you would place all creation myths, monotheistic gods, and belief systems. Almost all traditions begin with a single god form and then divert into many. Examples would include Brahma, Atum Ra, etc. This is the beginning, and from it all else proceeds. In Chokhmah, you find the All-Father, the first male principle, wisdom, omniscience, Yehovah, Yahweh, Krishna, Shiva, Uranus, Kronos, Saturn, the giver of life seed, the highest form of Osiris, and Shu. In Bina, you will find the All-Mother, the Mother Goddess, the first female principle, Mut, Gi, Ria, the Shekhinah, understanding, love, compassion, giver of life and death, the maker of form, the highest form of Isis, Tefnut and Nuit. In Dat, you find knowledge, the Pua Eternus or Eternal Child, Mabon, the guardian of the abyss, the point of crossing, the young Horus or Harakhti, Athena, and Maat, the goddess of the scales. In Hesed, you find the king, the emperor, the ruler, the bestower of peace and goodwill, the archetype, the architect, second male principle, Odin, Vishnu, Zeus, Poseidon, Hades, Pluto, Dagda, Mathonwy, and Manawithan, Jupiter, King Arthur, Osiris as Pharaoh, and Bran. In the Geburah file, you will find the warrior king, the avenger, the destroyer of chaos, the giver of absolute justice, Mars, Horus, Tor, Kali, the Dark Mother, Lancelot, Arjuna, Cuchulainn, Nuada, Sekhmet, Vulcan, Hephaestus, Gevonen. In Tiferet, you find all sacrificed gods, all the saviors. It is the bringer of harmony, the Grail Prince, Galahad, Jesus, Orpheus, Inanna, Osiris as the sacrificed god, Apollo. In fact, you will find all sun gods in Tiferet, all healing gods, and all gods of music and prophecy. In Netzach, you find Venus, Aphrodite, Rhiannon, Juno, Hera, Iduna, all love goddesses and goddesses of nature and fertility, some aspects of Ceres and Demeter, Persephone, Kore, and Hathor. In Hod, you will find all the messenger gods, including the Psychopompoi, the ones who guide the souls of the dead into Hades, Elysium, or heaven. Anubis, Hermes, Mercury, Ganymede, Heimdall, Iris, Hermanubis, and all gods of magic and language, Tot, Gwydion, and Gwionbach. In Yesod, all lunar sea gods and goddesses, Shin, Tot, Isis, Kelamon, Levana, Aradia, Diana, Artemis, Thetis, Oceanus, Astarte, Ashtaroth, and Tanith. In Malkut, earth gods and goddesses, Pan, Bacchus, Dionysius, Demeter, Ceres, Cora, Ereshkigal, Hades and Pluto, Geb, and Osiris as the Corn King. Note that some are found in more than one place. This is because they rule different aspects of certain areas. Also note the spheres below the abyss have no gender. All spheres are male to the sphere below it and female to the one above it. They are merely forms humanity has created for its own use. Any symbol connected to a god form is filed in the sphere where that god form can be found. For example, a swan, a bull, a cloud are all associated with Zeus and so are filed in Hesed. However, when Zeus uses a thunderbolt, he becomes a warrior god rather than the king of Olympus, so the thunderbolt symbol goes under Gevura. The ankh is used by many Egyptian gods, and so can be found in almost all the spheres. But symbols like the necklace and the mirror are purely symbols of Hathor and are found in Netzach. Each sphere has a list of correspondences, and you can find them in the Practical Guide to Kabbalistic Symbolism by Gareth Knight. There's not enough space to list them all in the time we have together, but each sphere has a magical image, a spiritual significance, a tarot trump, and a Hebrew letter attached to it. Also, four color changes for each of the four worlds. But what I can give you is the god name for each one, as it will show you the type of power each sphere contains, and which, and take this to heart, apprentice, is reflected on a lesser scale within you. Your unseen powers also work on four levels, the physical, the astral, the mental, and the spiritual, each one higher and more powerful than the one below it. Never underestimate these powers, and never forget that you and every living thing in this universe holds within it a portion, to a greater or lesser degree, of the immense and omniscient power that created the universe for life to use, and in which it can attain its own perfection. That is why you are here, to fully realize what and who you are, a child of God, if you want to use that word. Something else to know, if not to fully understand as yet, is that at the spiritual level, you are Dart, the child of the supernal duality that emerged from chaos into order through the point of Keter. Apprentice, let that sink in and allow it to seed itself. For sooner or later the realization will bear fruit, even if you leave the path of the mysteries.